The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JinJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Monday, May 6th. Hope everybody had a great Star Wars day. May the 4th be with you. Happy Cinco de Mayo. All that good stuff. Back to the grind here on Monday. We're going to talk about 2025. The 2025 NFL draft here today. I know that might sound crazy to y'all, but we've got so much content coming out focusing on this draft class, this season. ESPN put together a first round 2025 NFL mock draft, and I just wanted to talk about it today. Take a look into the future and see what might happen for the Jaguars, how things could play out beyond the 2024 season, just to have a little fun with it here. Jordan Reed of ESPN put together this mock draft. We're going to talk about the Jaguars pick here. They're at 17 overall again, which is based off of ESPN Bet's Super Bowl odds. So we're going to dive into it here today. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I am wearing right now. You can also become a channel member right here on YouTube. Shout out to all our channel members out there. Joe, Drew, Eileen, Cardiac Cats, which you should go check out his YouTube channel. Does a great job covering the Jaguars. Brandon, Debbie Lynn, thanks so much for the support. Helps keep the lights on around here. So, Jaguars, Denzel Burke at 17 overall. He is a 21-year-old, soon to be 22-year-old, will turn 22 in November, so he'll be 22 during the 2025 NFL draft. A perfectly fine age range there. Former four-star recruit, a talented football player. This would be CB4 in this draft at 17 in terms of how the board falls. Three cornerbacks came off the board prior to 17 overall, which would be such a stark contrast to what you saw happen in 2023, or with the 2024 NFL draft, I should say. No cornerbacks came off the board. It didn't happen until the Eagles took Quinion Mitchell in the early 20s. So again, a very stark contrast, just kind of can go to show you the difference with draft classes, with talent year to year. Very interesting there. CB4 at 17 overall. But the Jaguars have shown, with Trent Baalke, they don't necessarily have to feel like they're getting a top two or three guy at a position in order to take them in the first round. Depending on the positional value, depending on how talented the group is at the position, they're fine with not landing a top two or three guy at a position. Just goes to show you, I mean, this year, Brian Thomas Jr., he was certainly not a top three wide receiver in the 2024 NFL draft class, still a super talented wide receiver. And the Jaguars liked him, and they took him in the first round. Same thing with Anton Harrison last year. Like, he wasn't a top two or three guy at the position, according to many. For me, he was. I had Anton Harrison as a top 10 prospect. I'm always going to celebrate the fact that the Jaguars were able to trade down and land him. I'll celebrate the fact they were able to trade down and land Brian Thomas Jr. as well. Like, that was fantastic value with a good player, premium position, somebody that's going to help Trevor Lawrence out. Both of those picks helping Trevor Lawrence out. But look, I'll say this. If the Jaguars finished with the 17th pick, I actually don't think Baalke is still in Duval. That would be two straight years without a playoff appearance. I honestly don't think he would be. But in this scenario, that's the deal. ESPN bets Super Bowl odds. Have the Jaguars at 17. I honestly think if Trent Baalke was here and they were picking at 17 overall, they would probably try to trade down again. It's just good process. Like when you don't need a quarterback, I think it's very good process to trade down into the 20s from the late teens. So I think the Jaguars would try to do that as well. But they stick and pick here. Denzel Burke at 17 overall, the cornerback out of Ohio State. Jordan Reed had this to say about the selection at 17. With Tyson Campbell entering the final year of his contract and limited depth on the outside, there are a lot of questions about the long-term future at cornerback in Jacksonville. After a disappointing and injury-riddled 2022, Burke bounced back and returned to form as a junior last season. He can play in press man or off coverage with the read and react skills to fit in any scheme. Burke had 9 pass breakups in 2023, and if he puts up more good tape in 2024, he has first-round potential. I agree with a lot of what Jordan Reed says here, saying that there are a lot of questions about the depth on the outside. I think they did a little bit to address that in this draft. Personally, I think you're looking more at like the starters on the outside long term. That's how I look at it. Like, you know, Ronald Darby's not going to be around forever, and Tyson Campbell is going into a contract year. So I agree with most of what he said there. I agree with what he said about Burke in a big way. You know, I had a first round grade on Denzel Burke. You know, I watched him before he declared that he was going to go back to Ohio State, like a bunch of guys did this offseason, right? A lot of guys were able to go back to Ohio State this year. They're going to have a chance to be one heck of a football team. Very talented. Denzel Burke is one of them. Again, so I had a first round grade on him before he decided he was going to go back. So I'd be good with this one, y'all. He balled out in 2023. Was so much fun. I think interesting way to look at it, where would he have gone in this 2024 NFL draft class?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think the pre-draft process probably would have mattered. It would have been important because there were so many guys kind of clumped together at the top here in 2024. So I think, you know, how he ran, you know, if he went to the Senior Bowl, any of that stuff, you know, combine testing and on-field workouts, I think that would have mattered. I think he probably would have gone ahead of Kool-Aid McKinstry and Cooper DeJean. Late first, early second. This is a guy, to me, with good size, very good length. I think he's extremely fluid as an athlete, probably in the 4.4s, that type of guy. Can flip his hips, can change direction. Very loose hips and quick feet to mirror movements out on an island out there by himself. Plays outside. Good instincts. Gets his hands on the football a lot. He's experienced off the ball. In man coverage and zone coverage. He's also experienced up on the line of scrimmage. He's physical with his hands, but not grabby. Love it. I love to see that. He fires downhill against the run and against screens and, you know, against underneath routes. He's not immune to missed tackles. You'd probably like him to continue to get stronger, but he will hit you. If he's in good position, he can lay a lick on you, no doubt about it. He plays with a lot of swagger out there, which you want from a starting cornerback. Like, he's got that dog in him out there at corner. But at this point, you know, as a 21-year-old, as long as he keeps showing incremental improvement into 2024, like Jordan Reed said, I think it is easy to make a case for him as a first-round cornerback next year. I would like the fit a lot. Now, I haven't watched every draft prospect for 2025. In fact, I've probably only watched about 10 to 15 of them. But Denzel Burke, again, I graded him for 2024, and he came out as a first rounder for me, so I'd be all over this one. Now, when you talk about the fit with the Jaguars, Tyson Campbell in a contract year, they could move on from Ronald Darby after the 2024 season if they decide to. It's only a two-year deal. They have an out following the season, so there could be a lot of flux with the cornerback position in Jacksonville following 2024. And even if they do retain Tyson Campbell, which I want them to, I would sign Tyson Campbell right now if you could agree on something. Adding another talented young cornerback to play opposite Campbell, if he is back beyond 2024, should be a top priority for the Jaguars heading into 2025. I love Jarian Jones, and I love DeAndre Prince. I thought they were both great values. But unless they play even better than I expect them to, like, they shouldn't stop you from going cornerback early in next year's draft. My guess when you talk about what the Jaguars' top needs will be following 2024, I think that they bring Cam Robinson or Walker Little back, one of the two. Both are on contract years in 2024. I think you bring one of those back, and then you have your three. You have Anton, you have one of Cam Robinson, Walker Little, you have Javon Foster. So I don't think the Jaguars are going to go into the 2025 NFL draft not having a tackle to play opposite Anton Harrison. And if they do, you can obviously point to offensive tackle early in the first round. Obviously. Like, no question about that. Got to protect Trevor Lawrence. Other than that, though, I think cornerback is going to be where they're looking at early. If Tyson Campbell has a contract year like Jawan Taylor had a couple years ago, I don't know that the Jaguars are going to pay him, because he is going to be one of the hottest commodities in free agency. That's just my gut. I think that they'll be priced out if that's the situation. But if he has like a good, not great year, they'll probably find a way to keep him, in my opinion. Either way, though, you want more cornerback talent. Again, unless Prince and Jones just come in, they're able to earn playing time in 2024 for whatever reason and absolutely crush it out there, there's no reason to not value cornerback highly moving on past 2024. So yeah, I would be a big fan of Denzel Burke to Duval. Hopefully it's at 32, not 17, but there's a long way to go before we find that out. If Trent Baalke is still the GM, which I expect him to be because I expect the Jaguars to make the playoffs, and I do not think he'll be fired if they make the playoffs, Denzel Burke feels like his type of first rounder to me. Very talented football player, big four-star recruit coming out of high school. He has the, again, athletic traits that guys typically have that Trent Baalke selects in the first round. Would love to know what you guys think about the potential of the Jaguars selecting Denzel Burke. Again, just having a little fun looking ahead here to 2025. We will have another prospect profile coming out today for the Jaguars for Javon Foster. He is up next. We've already done Brian Thomas Jr. and obviously Mason Smith, Jarian Jones. We're going to take a look at Javon Foster, what he brings to the Jaguars in 2024 and beyond. And we'll have a lot more content coming for you this week. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I'm wearing, become a channel member here on YouTube. Shout out to all those channel members. Really appreciate y'all for supporting us. Have a good one.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.